Thursday, June 25th, 2020, 6 a.m. on the nose. The sun's already been up for, well, I don't know if it's been up, but it's been light for a bit. It's still early morning, nice and cool out there. No painting and artwork today. Got too much to do. It's a water day. I'm going to do my walk. There's some other yard stuff that needs to get done too. I guess I've been ignoring it long enough. I got to do it. This morning I'm being joined by my dog. His name is Gubbio, aka Mr. Goobs, aka Mr. Sniffy, aka Mr. Clicky. What else? That's about it. Here he is. Hold on. Yep. He doesn't bark or nothing, so you have to listen to him. Well, that's him sniffing. But, yeah, he was, he's a beautiful, oops, up.
He got tangled up in all the wires.
Okay. Anyway. yeah, he is a beautiful dog. We rescued him from the ASPCA in Sacramento. And it was one of those weekends or Sundays or something like that that they had discounts on their adoptions. So we had talked about having a dog. And I wanted a dog that, was protecting the property in a way, you know, at least barking and warning you. And any dog would work, a little dog or a big dog. Big dogs, okay, but, I wasn't really confident with a big dog, but we ended up getting a big dog. The reason why I wanted to get a dog, Margaret was all for it, and she wanted to use the discount that they were offering, so I said, okay, let's go down there. And we walk in, and, the whole same thing, all these dogs all over the place, and all these pens and stuff. And some of them, are like 5 years old, 8 years old. And they're a big dog. So I'm not really, like I said, I'm not confident with big dogs. So we're going through there. And then there's two dogs in this central area that's all glassed in. It's not a cage. It's a big room with glass all around. And there's one dog that's being social, he's coming up to the window and looking at the people, and another dog way in the back, and he's just like, laying there, not comfortably, just laying there at alert, on all 4 feet, laying down, and his eyes were all, his ears were all perked up, and he was looking straight forward, and that's the dog we ended up with. So they said that he had been returned twice already, and if we return him, he's going to be euthanized. So there was no returning him at that point. let's see. He wouldn't have been my first choice, but I've really grown to love him a lot. Yeah, so he was extremely fearful and shy, okay? A combination that I think really, you really don't want in a dog. So he can bark, but he doesn't bark. How long we had him? 9 years or something like that, maybe more. And I've heard him bark maybe 5 times. And, that's just the way he is. He'll stand, the first time he started barking, he barked out loud and then kind of looked like, oh, am I going to get punished for that? So maybe somebody did beat him. for barking. He doesn't really care about a lot of stuff. He's just wanting to get through life without being beat anymore, I guess. He tries to ignore everything. Other dogs, cats, other animals. You know, you put a regular dog in my yard, and he's going to chase the bunny and the cats and the chickens. But this dog, he could care less about them. He would just rather ignore them. Okay. Nope, they're not going anywhere yet. See, he wants to be someplace where he's pretty much, he's comfortable in here with me. But he wants to be alone, and he wants to be in a comfortable place. So that's either the living room or the bedroom. And I think if I let him out of the garage right now, he would go to the bedroom. And I really want to wake my wife up. So he's a good dog. He really wants to please. And but he doesn't always come when you call him, which is bad. I don't know. No, we're not going anywhere yet. He perks right up every time he thinks I'm going to stand up. Okay. One of my paintings is of him. And let me take a look here. It's called Mr. Goobs' Ancient Greek Dreams. It's at the beginning of our relationship. You startle him, he'll pee. If you really scare him, he'll pee, run, and poop at the same time. That's how scared this dog was. And like I said, he didn't bark. He didn't pay attention to other animals. He didn't want to get into any kind of confrontation. And anyway, so I'm laying there one morning, waking up, and he's dreaming. So what he's doing is, you know, I could hear his feet moving and stuff. And at one point he goes, grrr. He starts growling. and a warning growl too, and then another one, like that. And I said, "What the heck is that dog challenging now?" You know. So I thought that was funny. You know, he's brave in his dreams, but out in the real world, it's not. He's no confrontation. So I went to start the painting, and I said, "Well, that's kind of funny. Let me do something like that." And I came up with Mr. Goobs' Ancient Greek Dreams. That's on the second gallery in my website. So, he had the one thing that he would claim in the whole house. Well, we gave him a little toy, a little plastic donut. Well, actually, at first we gave him his first toy was a little, what was it? Some kind of little animal, either a little lamb or a little crab or something like that. It made a little squeaky noise. Well, he had that, and that was his. You know, he was okay with, you know, anytime you put food or water in front of him, he would say, "Well, that's not mine, is it?" anyway, so he claimed the little animal, and he ripped it to shreds and found the little Tweety gadget in there, and he chewed that up. So we gave him this plastic donut, and that was his. And in the bedroom, we had this kind of like it wasn't a real Persian rug, but like, you know, that kind of design. And that was his spot, so he could lay there and he could play with that toy. So I don't know why I came up with these. So I put those in there, and I didn't have a title for it yet, by this point, and so I needed to put, you know, fill the rest of the area with something to look at that meant something. So Yeah, so this is where it gets psychological as far as why I put the things in there. Okay, and it's like I don't want to reveal too much of my personal life because it's my personal life. Okay, but so I went ahead and put some kind of foe in there, and that was the Cerberus from Greek mythology. And you know, I just made up my own idea of what that would look like. It was a three-headed dog, and who killed it? Somebody killed it. Hercules or somebody? I can't remember. So I put him in there, and he was messing with the toy, and Mr. Goobs didn't like that, you see. So that's why he was growling. But as far as the psych part is concerned, the Cerberus creature kind of represented three aspects of my life with concern and distress. So that's just a part of my life, you know. So I put that in there. Then I decided to put me in there, but didn't look like me very much. It looks more like Danny Trejo, the actor. Anyway, so I put me in there, and I'm helping the dog, you know. And I got this rolled up newspaper. I'm gonna slap the Cerberus dog with it, you know. There's the scene. So that kind of lead, you know. And so I'm thinking I need to fill up more stuff. So I said, well, that kind of needs an explanation of this painting. So I put the window in there and drew a little landscape. Next to the window, I put a painting with a mirror image of that landscape and framed. Okay? And I also put a little, well, the light socket was in there for quite a while. That was toward the beginning, just to fill up that little spot right there for some reason. It needed it. And, okay, so now you look at the painting, but I also did a frame for it, a specific frame for it. And well, it's heavy too. I should have planned that better, but I didn't. It's a pretty heavy frame. So the frame kind of matches the one in the painting. So that's saying, okay, you know, the psych part. This is my world. I've got other concerns all over the place. A multifaceted world. And everybody has that, right? That's pretty much that. Obviously, it means something more personal to me. Oh, what's the dog? See, that's, even though he doesn't bark, he is very good at warning us about stuff. He's a silent alarm, because if he hears something, he'll perk up, and if it's weird sounding, he'll come to me and, you know, poke at me with his nose. So there's something going on out there. I don't know what it is. I didn't hear anything. So no painting today. I better get out there and do some yard work and stuff.